צריך ללחם פרחס משנה דל מחל מודה מצרנה ומבקרו מעבדה ומשפחי תבקנן ומצד האחוז עשו. A person can be machra to say how he elu chira. And there are two types of charamim. The charamim that are given to the kohanim, and the charamim that are given to the bedek habayit to be used for the purposes of the Beit HaMikdash. The Mishnah here is talking about chamei kohanim. The person says they're elu chira, and they should be for the kohanim. And he could be machrim from his sheep, his cattle, from his avarim, and shabchosev that are knanim, that are great, and from his sada achuzata, from a sada that he inherited. But if he wants to be machrim all of his property, he says all my property should be cherem and should be given to the kohanim, then the cherem is not chal according to Rabbi Elazar. You can be machrim part of your property, but you can't be machrim all of it. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ma'im l'gavoh ena d'rasha l'hachrim es kol nechasu al achas kama v'kama she'e adam chayev li'os chas. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, if by chemei gavoh, these charamim that are given to the kohanim are called chemei gavoh, as if they're going to Hashem, as until the kohanim receive it, it's hegdish. After the kohanim has it, no longer hegdish. We call it chemei gavoh. And if by chemei gavoh, a person is not allowed to be machrim all his property. As the Torah is chas on your property, the Torah does not want you to spend all of your money, even for worthwhile things. A person should learn from there that most certainly a person has to be chas and careful with his property that he does not spend them for things that he does not need. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, a person when he is machrim his property cannot be machrim more than a fifth. He argues with Rabbi Elazar, who said that you can't be machrim all of your property, but if you're machrim most of it, it would be cheir. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you can't be machrim more than a fifth of your property. As it was a takana in Usha, when Beit Din was in Usha, after the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, they made a takana that a person should not be mebaz beis, should not spend to tzedakah more than a fifth. Even if he wants to give his money to tzedakah, he can't give more than a fifth. So therefore, when a person is machrim his property also, he cannot be machrim more than a fifth. So therefore, we see how careful a person has to be with his property, that even for worthwhile things such as tzedakah and charamim, you should not give more than a fifth.
Certainly when somebody's spending money for other things, you should be careful not to spend too much money. Somebody who's machrim his son or his daughter or his eved or shivcha that are Jewish, he says on his ben bas or eved or shivcha, he wants that they should be given to the kohanim. The sadeh niknaso, or his machrim a son that he bought from somebody else, the cherem is not chal. It's not a cherem and it's not given to the kohanim. She'en adam machrim davar she'en eshalo. You can't be machrim something that is not yours. Even though you can sell your daughter as a shivcha when she's a ketana, but when she becomes a nara, after she's 12 years old, you cannot sell her anymore. So you see, it's not yours. And the sada mikneh, sada that you bought from somebody else, even though now it's yours until the yovel, since you have to return it, the yovel, to the original owner, you have no right to be machrim it, as it's only yours temporarily. Kohanim will be a machrim in divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Kohanim levim cannot be machrim their property according to Rabbi Yehuda. As kohanim cannot be machrim their property, as even if they are machrim it, since when you say elu cherem, we give the charamim to the kohanim, and since he's already holding on to the property right now, once he's machrim it, he would just keep it for himself, as he's a kohen and he already has it, so he would be allowed to keep it. So what's the point of being machrim it, since he will keep it? And according to Rabbi Yehuda levim also cannot be machrim their property. Rabbi Shimon Aymar, kohanim ain't machrimim shacharamim shalahem. Rabbi Shimon said, I agree with you by kohanim that they can't be machrim their property because the charamim are there, the charamim are given to the kohanim, and since it's his, he would just keep it. Halavim machrimim shayna charamim shalahem. As opposed to levim, they could be machrim. As charamim are not given to the levim, so why can't levim be machrim their property? Rabbi Aymar, near and divrei Rabbi Yehuda bekakos, shenema ki achuzas olam hulahem. Rabbi says that Rabbi Yehuda appears to be correct by Karkoz, meaning to say Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yehuda by Karkoz that levim cannot be machrim Karkoz real estate, as the pasuk says that the real estate that belongs to levim is theirs forever, achuzas olam hulahem. So therefore, since it's theirs forever, they cannot be machrim them and give it to the kohanim. The divrei Rabbi Shimon b'metatlem she'en acharamim shalahem. When does Rabbi Shimon argue with Rabbi Yehuda and say that levim can be machrim their property? He's referring to metatlem, objects other than real estate, And since the Chawamim are not there, they don't keep the Chawamim, they give them to the Kohanim, so why can't Levium be Machum their property and give it to the Kohanim? While Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though it's true that the Chawamim of the Levium are given to the Kohanim, they don't keep it themselves, even so, Levium cannot be Machum, even Metatalim, as he learned out from the Pasuk that were Makish, we compare Karkos to Metatalim. Just like Karkos, Levium cannot be Machum and given to the Kohanim. As the Pasuk said, Achudas Olam Hulahem, so too by Metatalim, the Levium cannot be Machum, then Metatalim, since they're compared to Karkos.